Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning with one goal in mind: to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home, we want to make Saturday morning the best time of week for you. It is the Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners. We've been coming in on Saturday mornings for about 28 years now. Homeowners all across the state of Arizona can call this one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. I'm here. My name's Rosie. Romy's here, my son and cohort and sidekick. My wife is here answering the phone at that toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And Mike Reish, our broadcast engineer, is here pushing all the right buttons, making sure the satellite beam is hit, bounce right back into your house so we can take your phone calls while you listen to the radio all at the same time. You have a holiday project you're trying to get done? Holidays are coming in on top of you right now. They'll be here before you know it. Is there a guest you've got coming? Our article in today's Arizona Republic talks about seven do's and seven don'ts as you prepare for holiday guests. And let me start with number one. Let me tell you the one thing that I do before my guests start arriving.
Who's your guest?
I never go in our guest room. The only reason I ever go in the guest room is I have one wall of that guest room completely lined floor to ceiling with bookcases. And there isn't a spare inch on one of those shelves, and I'm occasionally in there looking for a book. But I never sleep in there. I never spend any time in there. And it occurred to me, with guests on the way, maybe I would test out that mattress. I don't know how long that mattress has been in that bedroom. It's been since all the kids were gone. They say replace a mattress every 8 years. Does it count if somebody only sleeps on it like three nights a year? Do you still have to get rid of it every 8 years? Or can you stretch that out a little bit? But, you know, when I go into a motel room, and I'm doing a little more traveling than I like right now, I unpack. The first thing, if I'm going to be there more than two nights, I unpack. I get out of the suitcase and I get everything put away. It just makes me feel more at home. Does your guest room have the closet space and the bureau space, the armoire, where they can get out of the suitcase? If not, maybe you ought to think about picking up one of those motel little suitcase holders, the luggage racks that unfold and fold away when not needed, but can fold out at the bottom of the bed, serve as a place to let people organize. It sure beats throwing the suitcase on the floor and living out of the floor for two or three or four nights or however long they're coming. The other thing I love to do is I love to read myself to sleep. I'm always in the middle of a book, which, by the way, I'm in one of the best books I've been in a long, long time called The Dry River. And Jennifer is reading a different book by the same author called Chasing Arizona. These are two of the best books we've read in a long, long time. So I like to read at night. Well, you need proper lighting to read. You know, if all you've got in the room is a ceiling fan with a light kit on it, you read till you go to sleep, but then the light's still on. So you wake up an hour and a half later, you got to get up and turn the light off. Give your guests a reading lamp. And it's funny because the person in our office that helps me write all these articles has family in San Francisco that she goes and travels and stays with on a regular basis. And I think she thought she was writing a letter to them.
She probably goes like, oh, look at this article Rosie wrote. You might want to see this.
You know.
Aren't you Rosie's writer? That's not me.
The mattress you threw away 12 years ago and took back out of the alley and put in the guest room isn't the mattress you want guests to stay with. If you have a pet that sleeps on your bed, I don't think you should necessarily allow the pet in the guest bedroom to sleep on their bed with your guests. The biggest complication, I think, in guests is temperature of the room. Very seldom can Jennifer and I ever go and stay in someone else's house because we're acclimated to sleeping in such a cold room. Even when we go up to the mountain property, we can't stay with guests because they've got the heaters on and Jennifer and I are sleeping with the windows open.
Oh, that's what I always didn't like about going up to Nutrioso. And yeah. They had that gas heat, which we're not used to in the desert valley, but up in Nutrioso, it's gas. And you walk in, you're just like...
I know. So there are just a few do's and don'ts. We'll cover a few more of them. And let me throw this out there. If y'all have got a little project you'd like to get done before the holidays, get to rosieonthehouse.com. Whether you live in Tucson or Phoenix or Prescott or Flagstaff, we've got remodeling contractors there. I've talked to a couple of them here in the last few weeks. I know at Rosie on the House Remodeling, we actually have just finished a couple pretty nice size big jobs, and we've got a little bit of a hole in our schedule between now and the first of the year. If you've got a little project you'd like to tackle and you're in that Scottsdale, Arcadia, Paradise Valley area, give Rosie on the House Remodeling a call. If you're in Central Phoenix and North Valley, call Kirk Development. If you're on the West Side, call TWD. If you're in Mesa, Chandler, Gilbert area, call BC Renovations. If you're down in Tucson, call Assurance Builders. If you're up in Prescott, call Renovations. We've got you covered with Rosie certified remodelers throughout the great state of Arizona. So don't make the mistake. We had a remodeling contractor in Mesa recently go out of business. It was heartbreaking. They were actually taking checks from homeowners of the tune of $15,000 and $16,000 and more.
This isn't one of our partners.
No. Had been in business a few years. Had a lot of signs of being a successful company. But literally cashing checks from homeowners, knowing that night they were closing their store, emptying the showroom, and shutting down. So... We're hearing from a lot of those people, and it's a horrible place to be. But fortunately for the homeowners, they used a licensed contractor. So they do have some recourse through the Register of Contractors. That's very unique in the great state of Arizona.
And is anyone legally after this contractor, or did they skip town and they're out of the country and gone?
It gets complicated.
Okay.
Because the Register of Contractor has a recovery fund that... If you are put in financial harm by a licensed contractor, you have some access to a financial recovery to put you back whole or close to whole. Now, how aggressive if the registrar has to pay out on that license, how aggressive they are to chase them down and get paid back, I don't know. But I do know this. If you hold a license that does, in fact, have recovery fund money applied to it, you can't get another license until you've paid back the recovery fund, whatever they had to pay out on your case. I know that for sure. So, hey, we got a bunch of callers. We've got Kit and Bruce and Ron and Blair. But, Romy, you know, we always say Rosie on the House is the spot for no bad news. You turned me on to a website that almost brings tears to my eyes.
There's a little restoration in humanity, huh?
This is one of the most, and I mean tears of joy.
It's like he and Mel need to meet, Bartholomew.
They do, and I cannot pronounce the man's name, but he is the founder of those little five-hour energy drinks that you can buy at all the filling stations and grocery stores and Circle K and 7-Elevens around town, the QT stops.
Which I've never had.
Okay. I've had them occasionally. I usually just take an emergency. If I need a little boost for driving, I just pop an emergency and I'm good. But I know a lot of people, I know a lot of contractors that are popping these five-hour drinks, like in the middle of the afternoon, just to get them through a little afternoon coma, you know?
I usually just go ahead and give in and take a nap.
Give in and take a nap is another good plan. We've noticed that at the office, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's why there's a lock on my door.
I cannot pronounce his name. Menaj Bargava, maybe?
Hey, we'll go with that.
The name of his website is Billions... InChange.com. This man is donating 99% of his estimated $4 billion fortune. He's donating 99% of it to tackle globes, the globe's simplest problems, pure water and electricity. And he's got a couple innovations on that website that he's developed that are absolutely inspiring. So if you haven't found it, we'll talk about it later in the show. Billionsinchange.com. But we've got a couple people that are very patiently called, like right at the beginning of the show. Let's sneak one of them in. Let's get...
Well, Blair, he actually called while you were talking geocaching in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay. All right. Good, good.
All right, Blair. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for your patience this morning. Now, we didn't leave him on hold for two hours. We just called him back.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, Blair. Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. Over the last couple of weeks, my wife and I have noticed a steadily decreasing water flow out of our kitchen faucet in the sink. And this morning I turned it on, and it was very noticeably less than last night and extremely slow, almost seemed as though it was going to eventually stop on me. It's the only faucet in the house that has it happening, and I'm wondering what that may be.
Okay, Blair. The first thing you're going to want to do, is it hot and cold, no matter which side you're on, or is it more...
It's both.
Okay, all right.
Have you cleaned out the aerator?
That's the first thing we're going to start with.
For about the last 15 hours, I basically soaked that sucker in vinegar, thinking it might be stopped up. But in fact, it's way, way worse this morning than it was last night.
Did you turn it on with the aerator off?
Did I turn it on?
Did you turn the faucet on after you took the aerator off?
Oh, I didn't take the aerator off. I just soaked the whole end of the faucet in the vinegar.
Well, the vinegar will do a bit to eliminate, you know, and melt calcium, but it won't do anything to eliminate or get rid of sand granules that may be behind there. You're going to want to disassemble the faucet, get the...
aerator?
Get the aerator off that's built in. It could, depending on the era of that aerator, it could have a water restriction disc behind it. It's going to have two or three levels of screens. Get that all cleaned out and see where you go from there.
And turn the faucet on.
Flush
when
it out
you take
really
it
good.
Off.
Absolutely.
So try that during the break. We'll come back and see if that helped. Everyone else on hold.
Kit, Bruce, and Ron.
Hang tight. We'll get to you. And an open line at 1-888-767. 4348.